Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Remnant. Welcome, End Times crew, to the morning commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, broadcasting from the heart of the American Redoubt. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes, Wiffle Batinum.
You know what that was? That was Biden's wiffle bat, wiffle batting Biden, because that's exactly what we're going to be doing.
Loving after every the minute break. Of it.
No kidding, because we're going to be pointing out and exposing his pedophile actions and nature, and so we've got quite an interesting clip to get to after the break concerning his daughter Ashley Biden's diary that has been found, and the person that found it is now in jail for turning it over to the media and exposing
that.
It's not actually the fact that her father is proven to be a pedophile in that diary, but it's this woman who has sold it to the media that is at fault, and they have now put in jail. So
you should not have shown light on that cockroach.
Exactly.
How dare
you expose a pedophile at the top level?
Well, it's just like the meme that we just saw. You know, the chef ends up dead at Obama's. The president. 44th president who shall not be named, and they've got dead people surrounding Hillary Clinton and whatever the cocaine found at the White House.
I've got this
thing. You gotta read it. I'm gonna just mess it up.
This statement here says cocaine was found at Biden's house, a dead body was found at Obama's house, a male prostitute was found at Pelosi's house, an illegal server was found at Clinton's house. So the FBI raided Trump's house.
Right.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, and that's exactly what is going on. This is, you know, I'm just shocked at the level of understanding that this country has, or lack thereof, of history, and what kind of governments are famous for doing this kind of garbage.
Tyrannies, dictatorships.
Dictatorship,
communist regimes.
Yep,
absolutely.
Yeah, the most twisted, tyrannical governance structures all across the planet have always been put down by Americans for doing these things.
You rife know, with corruption.
Yes, exactly.
And then, now here we are with it in our own gates.
And and nobody's doing anything about it. Everybody's just like, oh yeah, well, that's how it is. No, that is not how it is.
Oh, a second wiffle bat welt goes to Biden for, what was the statement that you just said about his, just before the show, you pulled something up where the White House is in convening right now. He's checking with his advisors to see if he has the authority to act alone seal the border.
To close the border. You know, that's a time waster is what they're doing.
And then that is to see if he has the authority to act on his own to close the border if deemed necessary.
Right.
That was the closing remark there was the additional stunner. And it's...
Well, it's basically,
you're right. It's they're kicking the can down the road. What they are doing right now is running out the clock with excuses while they're getting people across the border as quickly as they can.
Right.
And there's the damage that's being done, and it's treasonous. It is treasonous. Now, we've been warning about the threats coming across the border. Now, right here in the heart of the American Redoubt in North Idaho, yesterday they arrested an 18-year-old young man who had plans on carrying out an ISIS attack on a church in North Idaho.
Right.
Or churches.
Right.
Now, I've got the article. I'll pull that up here in just a little bit, and we'll read it. But that's obviously just what we've been saying. Have your head on a swivel. They are going to target red areas, conservative areas, Trump country, whatever you want to call it, areas known for their Christian conservative values, and what a more stereotypical conservative stronghold than North Idaho,
right?
Right, and so apparently the DOJ scooped him up, and they've been investigating for a couple years, but we'll get to that.
Well, right. It's not all of that kind of thing is not uncommon now. In fact, we're reaping what we've sown is how that works out, because we're witnessing heinous, grotesque, extremely violent crimes in this nation all of a sudden now. I mean, like recently in California, there was a man that, some woman apparently, we're not sure if she was pushed onto the railroad tracks or just what, but she was found dead on the railroad tracks with her legs severed. This guy picks up one of her legs and is found walking down the road. I'm not kidding. This is disgusting. Being a cannibal with it,
yes,
is how I'm going to say that. And the police surrounded him, and clearly he's a demoniac. But he's an illegal immigrant who is just walking the streets now. And right. So was he the one that pushed this person onto the railroad tracks,
or just found it? Just found the body, and
he was right there when it happened, and then he takes a leg. Okay, so that is the type of people that have been dumped at our border. These are people that were emptied out of insane asylums,
yes,
and
prisons,
and prisons for the most heinous crimes. And these are all the people that Biden wants here.
Right.
And here's one of the latest ones. Illegal alien from El Salvador murdered and dismembered a victim in Fresno County, California. The illegal alien is also currently on probation for assaulting his mother. This is who Joe Biden is allowing into the country. And so, it's really, are we seriously going to just look the other way now?
Right.
We've got psychos. We've now filled our nation with psychos, like serial killers. Serial killers on the loose.
We simply live in a different world now, and this is what we're stuck with. Even if Trump can make it to the elections and we somehow pull it off and get him elected, that is one thing down and 1,000 to go.
Right, exactly.
Because of the damage they've been able to do in just 3 years, and that's just political policy issues. Now we've got the demoniac activity going on, the spiritual activity, and then this strange sweeping anti-Semitism, anti-Israel, kill all the Jews thing that's sweeping the globe. We just saw this report yesterday out of Australia, 30 Australian women converting to Islam inspired by Gaza.
Right.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
And so that's just one example. Canada is just off the rails right now with the cases of anti-Semitism and people openly calling for the killing of Jews, the destruction of Israel. And now here in the United States, we've got Muslims giving speeches on American streets calling for the destruction of America.
Right.
And so we've got, even if we can get Trump in, we've got so much work to do. I don't know if there is a peaceful way to return back to restoring. Of course, on the other, not to seem, what's a kind of double-minded, I guess, is that we believe we're living in the end times also.
Well, right.
So but we still need to run the race all the way, fight evil, stand up for good, and fight for our principles and not just check out.
Right, which is the whole reason I'm running for Congress. I mean, these kind of things can be fixed. It takes somebody that has experience with fixing this kind of stuff, where you organize people, where you pull people together and basically educate them on how you can fix this, and then work like a well-oiled machine, and you work until it's done. Because the law is there for a reason. And I'm fully looking forward to getting elected and getting in there, organizing everybody as to what the law of the Constitution is for, and the fact that we can use it. We can and must use it. We must enforce it, and not any longer allow people like Merrick Garland to just facilitate whatever communist plot is going on.
Right.
You know, that's illegal. That's illegal. He belongs in prison because he's breaking the law one day after another. And so this is, you know, if I'm going to be there, that's absolutely going to stop, because I'm going to call people out and actually provide them with something called being put on notice for breaking the law.
Right.
And you either stop right now, or we will make sure you're charged with your crime. And so that's where it's actually taking the aggressive stance against the criminals in government and saying, no, we are not putting up with your behavior any longer. It's criminal, and you need to be in jail for
that's
it.
Right. That's absolutely needs to happen. And not only that, but the Freedom Caucus there, you know, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're screaming for help. We need more.
Exactly.
And so what you're running for is a position where you'd be replacing a so-called Republican that's been nothing but a bump on a log for 20 years.
Exactly.
And so the more bodies we can add to that mass, that momentum, that critical mass, it's going to be so important.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Absolutely. There's going to be a lot of great work.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's get to the word of the day for today. Yesterday was just amazing, coming up on Passover.
Yes.
And then it was specifically about Passover. This is great. And I got some resources here too, I'll share.
Yep, but really amazing. And so the word of the day for Wifflebat Wednesday comes to us from Galatians chapter 6, verses 1 through 10, that reads under the first title, Bear and Share the Burdens.
Mm.
Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted.
Yeah.
Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Be generous and do good. Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption, but he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all, especially those who are of the household of faith.
Mm.
And that's it.
Awesome. Yep.
Well, that's perfect. I mean, that's exactly what we were just talking about, was you reap what you sow.
Yes.
You know, and how that works, that it says God is not mocked. Whatever a man sows, that he will also reap.
That's right.
Which is, you know, it's kind of takes you back to David, where he's saying, why do all these horrible people always prosper? And why are they always the winners? And the good people are always the losers, you know? And then God showed him what happens to them in the end.
And, that's right.
And he went, oh, right. Okay, now I get it. And so, you know, that is the thing. It's where, you know, don't let us grow weary while doing good, because we shall reap if we do not lose heart.
And what a good one, too. Share each other's burdens.
Right.
You know, come alongside of each other, strengthen each other.
Yep.
And
give each other support.
And carry your own weight.
Yep.
Don't let other people carry all the weight.
Exactly.
And boy, does that ring home.
Yep.
For the Christian community today, where we have so much apathy in the church, where we need people to get engaged and, you know, carry your own weight.
Right.
And more than that, come alongside those others and help bear their burden as well.
Well,
that's what the church is about.
And, you know, also there in the beginning of 6, where it describes that if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness.
Right.
And that's so true. I mean, this was where Obama really, really worked this nation over by introducing this whole garbage of being politically correct,
right,
where you couldn't say anything about anybody that's committing sin, or you couldn't say anything about anybody doing anything wrong at all, because then you're not being accepting and you're not being politically correct.
Right.
Well, look at how
intolerant.
Look at how much that principle of destruction has caused in this nation alone.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's the whole pedophile thing is rampant, which is
yes,
what we're talking about today, where which stems from all the LGBTQ thing that,
yep,
that led to all of them putting on basically drag time at the libraries, reading stories to kids. And then it was drag shows in front of kids. And
right,
it's just, and now we've looked back and seen all of these people that are pushing this so hard have been convicted and of pedophilia.
Yeah, this creeping gradualism started off with, hey, it's nobody's business what two people do in their bedroom, which is true. That's between them and God. But when you officially and systemically endorse it in the name of tolerance to allow it to not just stay in the bedroom, but become, insert itself into your society,
yeah,
then here it is in the children's curriculum. We're, yep, not after your children. Oh, just the, the fear mongering, homophobic, whatever. Well, now it is like it's in your face everywhere. And in fact, they're threatening to take children from parents who won't affirm their kids' psychosis,
yep,
being convinced by this communist education system that, oh, you're not really a boy, you're probably a girl, and then,
well, exactly,
they're destroying them, they're mutilating them, so
right,
yeah.
Well, and so that's where that one little problem has led this whole nation, where being politically correct was the seed that produced all of this. This is,
right,
this is a horrific result. And so, this biblical passage basically brings us back to the origin of that, saying, if you see somebody falling in their trespass or they're completely overtaken in their sin, help pull them back.
Right.
Correct them in a loving manner. Pull,
right,
them back to save them from this path of destruction. That's what that is.
Right.
That is the most loving thing that you can do to somebody, is to correct them.
Yes.
Because now we've
not
seen
it. Not affirm them.
Right. Don't affirm them. This is where that leads an entire nation.
Yep.
To total destruction.
We're about ready to reap the whirlwind.
Yep.
Of all of this. Wow.
That's right.
Well, good words and good scripture too. And this was from
Galatians 6. Chapter 6, verses 1 through 10.
1 through 10. All right. Thank you for that.
Yep. Praise God.
Indeed. Okay. Let's go ahead and take a break here real quick. This segment brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry, a business, or a website for any reason, you have to have it hosted somewhere. Well, if you want your website protected, kept safe, then check out tlcwebhosting.com. Christian Patriot owned and located here in the American Redoubt. We'll be back with segment 2 of the Morning Commute right after this. Stay there, Patriots.
I'm Renee Holiday. I'm announcing my candidacy for Congress for District 5 in Eastern Washington as a strong conservative Christian MAGA Republican. We are currently in an existential crisis in America because of weak leadership who have failed to place God first over this nation. They have also failed to keep their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and the rights of the individual.
They have failed to secure our elections and have opened our border to an invasion from over 172 countries. America has never been more vulnerable to attack than we are now. I'm running because Eastern Washington needs a rep with some spine that can stand up to this lawless regime and help bring America back under the safety of our Constitution by securing our elections and closing our border. I have already written the congressional bill to do just that and have been publicly pushing it for the past year. Eastern Washington needs a fighter with a record of being effective in fighting the globalists, and that fighter is me. I have been fighting the globalists for 18 straight years and have written 2 books about it. Eastern Washington needs an effective fighter in D.C., and that fighter is me, Renee Holiday. I need your vote on August 6th, but I need your support right now to kick off my campaign. I'm running to win and to take America back, and I can only do this with your support. Let's get it done together. So you can go to my campaign website at ReneeHolidayForCongress.com. It's spelled ReneeHoladay for Congress.com.
This ad paid for by the Committee to Elect Renee Holiday, Washington Congressional District 5.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night.
Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Crusader Patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. And segment two brought to you by Katie Armor, C-A-T-I, Armor, katiearmor.com. Christian patriot-owned business selling body armor for serious times. And these are serious times, are they not? Well, Lady Liberty, segment two here.
That's right, everyone. Welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. That's right. Now we get to really have at Biden, because boy, do he and Merrick Garland just have it coming. I'll tell you what.
Yes.
Well, so let's start off with this clip here from Chanel Ryan with One American News, and she's covering this whole Ashley Biden diary description, where the woman that has found the diary in a halfway house that is apparently where you go after you have gone to drug rehab, then you go to a halfway house. Well, apparently this woman did the same path and ended up at this halfway house that Ashley Biden had just left, and she had left her diary there, and so this other woman just found it.
Wow.
Well, so she found it and she turned it into the media, and now this woman has now been sent to jail because she gave it to the media. She didn't steal anything. There's nothing stolen. In fact, Ashley Biden even admitted to the press that, yeah, it was hers and she left it there. And you know, it wasn't, nobody stole anything. And yet woman is still in jail.
She should be given a medal.
Exactly.
Citizenship award,
that's
something.
Exactly. And so listen to what One America News had to say about the rest of this diary. This is awful.
The diary confirms 3 things. Joe Biden is a pedophile who produces drug addicts for children. The DOJ will stretch the truth like taffy to protect the Biden name. And the DOJ is willing to throw anyone under the bus who exposes crimes against their dirty China doll politicians. This Ashley Biden diary story is yet another fine example of how the Southern District of New York and the DOJ are operating as the private legal defense firm of the Biden family. Why is the DOJ protecting the Bidens at our expense?
That was just the summary of this. I mean, it's a fairly lengthy piece that she did on One America News Network. And we'll post that on our Telegram channel this morning, right after the show, where you can go and listen to that whole interview.
That's
but
right.
There's, I mean, do we need any more evidence? It's just everywhere you turn, if you're in Washington, D.C., you're tripping over evidence of corruption with this regime.
And see, that's
from Biden all the way down through his cabinet, through everybody surround all the deep state creeps.
Exactly. And they're all pushing for pedophile related crimes. I mean, just the fact that our border is wide open because of Biden's 64 executive orders that purposely opened the border, and that is allowing child trafficking like the world has never seen. We are now number one child traffickers on the planet. Right. In this country.
With over 85,000 missing children, immigrant children, missing.
At minimum. That's all they're willing to say, and they can say for a fact.
Right.
And so just, you know, the fact that here is his own daughter's diary describing that yes, he used to take showers with her as a, you know, right. as a mid-young girl. And then, of course, Hunter Biden himself referring to his own dad as Pedo Pete.
Yeah.
You know, this is a pedophile. And I was led to also point out the fact that Jill Biden, we all need to be looking at Jill Biden for proof. I mean, we all know for a fact Jill Biden was a 15-year-old babysitter in Joe Biden's house, babysitting his kids, 15 years old.
Right.
And he divorced his wife and married Jill, and now it's Jill Biden.
Right.
So right there, you've got this huge, glaring issue. Of course he's a pedophile. And then and then we've just recently seen multiple different clips where crazy, sick parents are bringing their young daughters up to Biden, and he's groping them. He's being absolutely disgusting. It makes my skin crawl.
I mean, this is a public event with press there.
Exactly.
Unbelievable. I mean, somebody didn't like yank on his leash and say, "Hey,
buddy,
back off there, pal."
Yeah, because you know, and everybody runs around protecting him while he creates this huge child trafficking crisis in our nation.
Right.
And then the DOJ goes and backs him on everything he wants to do. In fact, it says here, listen to this. This is about Attorney General Merrick Garland. It says, after a judge rebuked the DOJ for defying House subpoenas while demanding jail for others, AG Merrick Garland has defied yet another subpoena. It says here that the DOJ will not turn over Biden's recorded interview with Special Counsel Herr, risking contempt of Congress. And so this Justice Department will not produce the subpoenaed audio recordings of former Special Counsel Robert Herr's interview with President Biden to House Republicans, putting him in danger of being in contempt of Congress.
Yeah.
This is the highest AG of the land breaking the law.
Right. Exactly.
Breaking the
law.
And
covering up for other crimes.
Exactly.
As well. Yeah. Well, this is just how badly the system is broken. And you know, we couldn't get Trump in there soon enough. Oh, he's going to be in there doing retribution. No, it's called justice. It's called cleaning house and taking these people out that are so corrupt and destroying our country in every way.
Exactly.
Economically, militarily, our standing.
It's a coup.
On the world stage, everything. Yep. It is a coup.
In fact, Donald Trump just posted on Truth Social, the legal system in our country has been corrupted and politicized at a level never seen before. Make America great again. And he made that statement just right after he violated the gag order and dares the corrupt activist hack judge to put him in jail, because he says that he has no problem being another Nelson Mandela. It says, I will gladly become a modern day Nelson Mandela. It will be my great honor. We have to save our country from these political operatives masquerading as prosecutors and judges, and I'm willing to sacrifice my freedom for that worthy cause. We are a failing nation, but on November 5th, we will become a great nation again. Make America great again.
MAGA.
MAGA.
Yes. I love it. Yeah, well, while the world is, you know, losing its mind and it's being reaffirmed, you know, at the highest levels, but I mean, this insanity goes all the way down to the local level. I'm switching gears here a little bit. I'm going to talk about this ISIS story.
Yes.
In Coeur d'Alene, but real quick, from mynorthwest.com, that's a Northwest news outlet. Members of a regional women's country line dance team said they were effectively kicked out of a Seattle dance convention when organizers claimed their American flag-themed shirts made some attendees feel, quote, triggered and unsafe, close quote.
Oh, good. They can leave.
You can go to Brazil under, well, no. We're
Send them to China.
Bolsonaro. China. Yeah, China.
That's just their kind of gig.
Send them to Haiti.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Where they'll blend right in.
Absolutely. No American flags there.
Right, exactly.
And or send them to where they burn American flags. Send them to Gaza or Iran.
Yeah.
You know, they'll fit right in there. And they won't see any American flags other than those being burned, which should actually make them feel quite at home, warm and fuzzy, instead of triggered and unsafe.
Yep.
Yeah, let's try that.
We don't need to have our entire world pivoted around them. They need to just take the first flight out.
Absolutely. Okay, and then finally, this news that I was talking about, some of you have been reading about from Fox News, FBI arrests an Idaho 18-year-old for violent plot to attack churches on behalf of ISIS. And this is coming from the Justice Department, which doesn't have a whole lot of credibility, but I do know that there are some patriots out there, you know, out in the field. And, well, they've arrested an 18-year-old, a truly horrific, violent plot where he was going to basically subdue his father, incapacitate his father, handcuff him, take his firearms, and then go on a shooting spree targeting churches. And they said that he wanted to incapacitate his father, restrain him using handcuffs, steal his firearms for maximum casualties, close quote, in an attack that he had been planning to carry out in the northern Idaho resort city on Sunday, April 7th.
Wow.
Now, he allegedly pledged loyalty to ISIS and sought to attack people attending churches in Idaho. And this was detected and thwarted by the FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force. And, of course, Christopher Wray said in a statement. Christopher Wray is part of the deep state. But, you know, they've got to chalk one up to say, see, we're fighting terrorists. We're legitimate. See,
you know, I would have to give them praise for that because, hey, they did what they're supposed to do. That's exactly what their job says they're supposed to do.
That's not FBI we know.
Yeah, not right all there. Of this other whacked out communist supporting garbage they've been doing.
Right. So,
in fact, J. Edgar Hoover would be just flipping over in his grave. He was the one that set up the FBI in order to stop communism.
Well, this was a young white kid, you know, European descent. So it's okay. now, if these were Muslims, oh, no, hands off. Look the other way.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't actually a Muslim. He was just joining. He was looking to join ISIS.
Alexander Mercurio. And there's a picture of him right here. And, well, you can see he doesn't look Middle Eastern to me.
And he wanted to join ISIS.
Oh, yeah. He's bragging online about ISIS and trying to get sympathy for the ISIS cause and talking about carrying out acts. Of course, he was several confidential informants and an undercover agent were involved in these online chats. And yeah, he just basically said, you know, this is what I'm going to do.
Wow.
And so they raided his home and found all of his plans and everything. So very interesting.
Well, praise God that he was stopped.
Amen to that. Remember to continue to keep Israel in your prayers.
That's right.
they're up against a, what they're saying is an imminent attack from Iran. They don't know when or how, if it's going to just be firing on embassies or if it's going to be direct missiles, but
well,
it looks
like, you know, the whole situation where Damascus gets turned into glass hasn't happened yet, but the Bible says it's going to.
Yep. It will never be inhabited again.
That's right.
So that's why we know it's hasn't happened yet. And it's coming. I mean, all of the stuff is coming out of Damascus. This is where Iran is working with the Syrians to plan this attack against Israel. And so
Israel is going to let them have it, apparently.
Yeah, at some point, things are going to break loose.
That's
Wow. All right. Well, you guys be safe out there. Really have your head on a swivel. Have just great situational awareness. Be armed. Be ready to defend life wherever you go, whenever you leave the house. Pray for the Republic. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Pacific right here for the morning commute.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.